I think it proves that Scotland is as worried about immigration, it's worried about education, it's worried about all the same things that people in England are worried about. And it's just such a lot of nonsense that Mr. Salmond talks. You know, people are more interested here in getting jobs, getting business sorted out. They're not interested in all his nonsense, and I think this proves it.
There's been no real bucking of the trend in Scotland. You've not got the same level of vote as you have in other parts of the UK, but you've got enough.
I think a lot of that's to do with, before we were a wee bit amateurish in Scotland, we've got a new team in Scotland that's much more effective, much harder hitting, and we're much more together, and I think that's important. There was a wee bit of internal arguments and squabbles and childishness. That's all gone away and people are getting their act together.
You say you're better together. Is it time to join better together for UKIP in Scotland?
I have said many times that, you know, we're happy to help them any way we can, but they seem to be so... not very, very on the ball. And what I'll hope to do is pick up the baton and run with it. And if they want to follow me, they're very welcome.
But do you think they have to get in touch with you? Do you think you have to be involved in the actual campaign now? Because presumably you will be involved in the campaign for saving the union.
Oh, absolutely. That's my first objective. And quite frankly, I'll do anything because I'm a Scottish patriot, and that's why I believe in the union, because I think it's the most important thing for Scotland that we've been in a 300-year-old union with England. It's enabled both Scotland and England to punch above their respective weights. It's a good thing altogether, and I'd like to get Scotland and England out of the European Union together.
But should UKIP be part of Better Together to make that case?
I'm always happy to help them in any way possible, and I will do if they ask me to be. But, you know, quite frankly, I think they need to buck up their ideas a wee bit. They really don't, they're not pulling their weight or pulling together. But I'm going to get on with things, and, you know, if I'll do whatever it is to fit in with them. And yes, you know, I've already spoken to, you know, various people in the Labour Party and in the Conservative Party about this, and they're keen to have me on board.